Well, as you've probably guessed, the theme is love, and that's kind of the picture of each of the scriptures that have been written thus far. And we, of course, Mark has a great deal to say about it too, in describing Jesus's first commandment. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that, he answered them well. He asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Well, Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.'" Please be seated. It's the gospel of our Lord. So for the sermon message, this is a kind of a special treat too. We have four of our youth who are going to share with us or witness or offer a testimony. You hear it many different ways. But the way that God has affected them, how they've experienced God or maybe seen God in their lives.
Hi, my name is Madison Braun, and I've seen God's love through Trinity many times. I've attended two ELCA youth gatherings and also have went to our mission trips from Minneapolis and will be attending the one this summer in Chicago. If it wasn't for Trinity's welcoming and loving environment, I would have never been able to have these experiences. I saw God's love through Trinity on our church trip this summer to Houston. On the first day when we all gathered in the stadium, I saw God's love because he had brought all of these wonderful people together to worship the same thing. Another day, we got to meet with people from Western North Dakota and have a worship with them. I saw God's love that day because he brought people in our own community together that we didn't even realize had everything in common. On our last day there, we did our service project, and we didn't know what we were doing till we got on the bus. We arrived at a center for adults with disabilities and threw them a party. It was so much fun to see everyone dancing and playing games, and also the DJ at the center was amazing, which was when I really saw God, because he put us with people we didn't even know to make an impact on our lives and their own. There was a lot of moments on that trip where I saw God's love, but these ones really stuck out during that trip. I am so thankful to be a part of Trinity and also the positive impact it'll leave on me and others.
Hello, my name is Jerica Zander. I have attended and been involved at Trinity Lutheran Church my whole life. I have finished church school, been confirmed, and now teach the first graders here every Wednesday. I have fully felt the commitment, love, and faith this congregation possesses. This church not only helps and welcomes its members, but also provides services for the community in God's name. One way I have felt and seen God's love is through serving at Trinity's public dinner and food pantry. These dinners are meant to provide food items and a warm meal for anyone in the community who needs it. I served at one of these as a service project for my confirmation. I admit I was slightly nervous as an eighth grader to be serving people I did not know, yet it was one of the most eye-opening experiences I have ever had, and I realized how far God's love reaches in our community. Being able to serve those in need in my community allowed me not only to spread God's love to others, but to feel his love for myself, because I realized the blessings he has given me, though I may not deserve them. As Proverbs 11:25 says, "A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed." The people I served were grateful and also gracious of the blessings they were receiving in God's name. I was exposed to parts of our community I have never experienced before. I was able not only to spread God's love and blessings to those looking for a warm meal, but also to thank him for the blessings he has given me.
Hello, my name is Sydney Sunsbach. I have attended two youth gatherings with Trinity and will be going on a mission trip to Chicago this coming summer. I have experienced love at Trinity through the relationships I have made. I have gained relationships with my fellow peers and also with the adults in Trinity. I always feel welcome and loved when I'm here at Trinity, and I cherish the memories I have created. Growing up in Trinity, I have found my faith and know that wherever my future may hold, I will always be loved by God. By teaching church school for 3 years, I've gotten to know some really great kids and have been able to teach them about God's love. I'm grateful to have such a welcoming and loving church to come to every week, including the wonder people who also share this place of worship. One fond memory I will always remember are our nights in Houston and in Detroit. We would gather in our hotel or at the pool and discuss the experiences we had. Hearing everybody's different perspectives of everyone's days reminded me how blessed we all were to be on those trips. I experienced the love of Trinity while singing at the gatherings in the stadiums, hearing 30,000 different voices coming together praising our God. I'm thankful to be a part of this church and thankful for the positive impact it and the people inside it have had on my life.
Hi, my name's Katie Howie, and my story is a little bit different than the girls. I'm the senior high youth director here, and I've only been here for about a year, so my story is also a lot shorter. The way that I've seen God work here and through his love is through these girls. You heard it yourselves, the way that they've experienced God's love, and all of it had to do with serving and relationships, and I've just really seen God work through them, and they come back every Wednesday wanting to learn more and grow more, and that's really impacted my faith and encouraged me in my walk with the Lord as I watch them in theirs, and so that's how I've experienced love here at Trinity.
Thanks very much, you guys. So throughout February, we have been focusing on experiencing God's amazing love right here at Trinity. For example, I don't know if you noticed it out in the narthex, there's a board and it's got all these little pink stickies on it. If you get an opportunity, just take a look at a couple of them. There's a couple great ones on there that I know that I really appreciate, but these are notes that talk about, you know, sharing where people have seen God's love at work in their lives. I mean, you definitely see it all over, everywhere, working in our daily lives, whether it's at home, at work, or at school, and even here at church. Also in the lobby, you'll notice that there's a crib that's sitting out there, and people are starting to put different items inside that crib. Well, again, these are going to be shared with young mothers and their babies. We're definitely sharing God's love with these donations. And they're going to be given to First Choice Women's Care Center, another act of love. So today is really all about celebrating. It's celebrating God's amazing love. Trinity is very blessed as a community of faith. We are blessed to come together and worship our gracious God. We're blessed to support and encourage one another in our faith. We're blessed to be the body of Christ in the world. It'd be difficult to appreciate everything that goes on here at Trinity, whether it's with Sunday school or confirmation or with our youth or with our adults. It's a very, very busy congregation, and it is one that is built on God's love. And I can assure you, for me, speaking for myself, it's a blessing for me to have an opportunity to serve with you during this special time.